The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today is Friday, January the 8th, 2016. And we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to the show. It's a very, very important one. And I'm so happy that you're here spending your time with us. And before we get started, of course, everyone continues to support Black Talk Radio Network. As Scotty said, truly, truly appreciate that everyone that is making monetary donations to Black Talk Radio Network and the overall organization that manages Black Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much to all of the individuals. It's so needed in order for this network to grow and for this network to continue on the path that it is in providing for you the information that you need to know, because no one else is exclusively looking out for your best interest. And this is so, so important in today's world that you know what's going on, not only in your neighborhood, because the world is much bigger than the neighborhood that you live in, so that you can get a perspective of what's going on globally and also going on in the universe. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Please tell your friends, tell your family members about the network. And if you possibly can, please make monetary donations and donate your time. Donate your professional experience. Donate whatever it is that you can give just so that this network can grow and everyone can take a part of it, especially those of us that actually take from the fruit of the tree that has been sprung forth and bearing such great food. So let's not just eat the fruit. We need to also feed the root. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, please. Also, go to Tando Radio Show Facebook page, Fed page, and check out some of the articles that we have posted there. And while you're there, if you so deem or you deserve a like from you, that would be greatly appreciated. Or check out the overall articles and share them with your friends and your family also, because one of the things that we do, we don't always talk about the popular things, or we don't talk about what's in the mainstream media. I try to focus more on other things that are being overlooked that are significant in nature, because we are the last ones to know anything that's going on, and that is purposely done. But it doesn't have to be that way, because we can take upon ourselves to get the information to the people that we so dearly love, ourselves, our family members, and our community at large. This is why we have the space. So check out some of the articles that we have there. And I think you would definitely appreciate what's been done for the whole time that we've been at Tando for about a little over a year now. So just going on and growing, and sincerely appreciate all of you that have been contributed to it all. So let's go to the Tando Facebook page and check out some of the articles that have been posted today. And 1 second, let me pull everything up. Let's start with, okay, so posted a couple articles today, and the first one that we start off with is that South Korea military says it's now putting on the highest alert levels on the border with North Korea. This actually goes on pretty much all the time, but it's still, with everything else that's going on in the world, all it needs is for another match to be thrown on the overall in the have in the geopolitical world right now. And, you know, before, South Korea and North Korea would not really garnish any concerns or anything else. But now with the tension that's all in the world, it becomes very, very significant with what's going on there. So check that out. Really good. Well, it's not even an article. Just make it a statement. So, but just so you know what's going on in the world. Next, this comes from Natural News, who I don't always agree with in a lot of things, but sometimes they have some real articles that are meaningful, and this to me happens to be one. And it has everything to do with gun control, issuance, vaccination, RNA and DNA control. It says the administration called for $215 million to fund precise medication scans that will harvest and share information. So check out this article. Really, really, like anything else, it has more than just, it's more than just meets the eye. It has an intent and an agenda that it is fulfilling and facilitating that you need to know about. So check out that article. Very, very telling. And basically what's going on there is that you are losing your overall, which we were going to cover yesterday. We'll cover it next week. It's a part of the gun control thing, but so we'll save it for then. But this all goes hand in hand. Gun control issues, vaccinations, RNA and DNA control. That's what's really going, that's one of the things that are really adversely going to affect you as time goes on if we allow this to continue to unfold the way it is. Next, this comes from my man Dutch Sink, who I've been following for years, with his overall seismic activity that goes on in the world. Dutch Sink has been around for a while, and I've seen this guy grow from a relatively insignificant to having, you know, many, many people and becoming a world renowned, I would say, you know, forecaster and or explainer of the overall seismic activity that goes on the earth. And this guy's work is second to none. So check out his YouTube video. It says heavy earthquake activity across the West Coast and Midwest. And I just hope that the West Coast incidents, because they're in the Victoria Sound up in the Great Northwest, in Washington, in the Juan de Fuca, which is also a very large fault line that's just off of Washington, Oregon, and California in the northern side, which is a very, very active fault line that could produce a very, very large, maybe one of the largest earthquakes that can be produced in the United States, will come off of the slippage of the Juan de Fuca fault line, which is also indirectly tied into the one that gets the most attention, is the San Andreas fault line, which has actually had activity, I believe, over the weekend. I know because of friends and family that are still there in California that has told me about an earthquake in Banning, California, which is very close to the San Andreas fault line. So I'm just hoping that these are foreshocks to something greater. So check out that article, that YouTube video, and follow this person. I would definitely put him in your favorite places and watch from time to time what he does. Suspicious Observer and Dutch Sent puts out some really, really good, great, great work, and I appreciate the work that they did. Next article, really good one, everyone here should definitely check out and participate in, is the Urban Garden. Gardening, Survival Urban Garden. This is it's a complete guide. It's really, really good for city dwellers, as it says. This comes from naturalblaze.com. Check out this, know this, and participate in it. This is something that you have to do now, because one thing about gardening is that it's a trial and error thing. You have to learn how the mistakes, you know, to make so that you won't make them when things count. And so it's very, very, very important. And also, one of the things I would say with gardening is that you have to do that in a very, very discreet way in a lot of places, so that at the appropriate time, other than, you know, you want to do it for yourself now, but you have to keep in mind the security that brings. If something does go awry in the world, a major event, and where a lot of people are displaced and everything else, be careful of how you place your garden, because it will definitely bring people that unwanted attention. So there's a lot of different variables, but we talk about that Steel and Tando, and we'll talk about that in our prepping show that we're going to be having coming up pretty much weekly on multiple days. So, because it's very, very important in today's time. So this is definitely a part of that. A lot of people have checked that out. Continue to check that out. Share it with others. Please, if it's something that's good for you, share it with those that need it. And also, let us know that this is something that you'd like to see. Drop us a like when you, so I'll know that this is something that is important to you. Next, this comes from globalresearch.ca. And this was, talked about, how corrupt is the American government. And I just said, these are just the incidents that have been reported. And, you know, what we know so far, just imagine what has gone on unreported and still held in secret. And, you know, this is something that we really, really need to look at. And it just brings out a bunch of things throughout time that have been proven as being fraudulent and corruption within the overall setup of the government that you pay taxes to. Well, who you pay to, what they say that you pay taxes to, but you don't pay it to them. You actually pay it to a private organization. But still, this is a good article just so you know what's really not really going on, but what has been going on. It's some things here that you may be surprised about, but this is nothing new. This is what happens when you get inebriated in the wine of splendor. You become arrogant and you become very, very complacent to corruption. You think that people, that you are in that position because of who you are and that you are above and beyond everything else, that you have immunity from any forms of laws that are created. So this is a very, very good and telling article and let you know that there is no such thing as conspiracy theory. It's only the conspiracy facts and evidence of conspiracy. So don't fall for the propaganda. Also, check out the next one. Is a really, really important article. Quite disturbing, but it's the truth. One of the things about the truth is that we have to report the truth regardless of what it is and regardless of how people feel about it. This is the truth. And the commentary that this comes from energynews.com. And it's the commentary that I wrote on it is, the attack on humanity has already happened years ago in Japan. Fukushima rages unchecked by modern day science because they wanted the destruction, because they want the destruction. But yet and still the governments are pushing climate change issues in order to tax you more. Laugh out loud when it ain't funny. But this is something that you need to check out. Within this article, it says sick animals, unlike anything doctors have ever seen on the West Coast. They're eating themselves. And this is a very, very important article speaking on the radioactive isotopes and the overall radiation poisoning that living organisms are going through and how they're responding to this. And this is what is actually going to adversely affect everyone here, because this destroys your immune system and is going to make everyone more susceptible to other diseases, famine, everything from, bioweapons and anything that you can imagine with a weak immune system. This is, you're going to see the advent of illness run rampant throughout the country, and you're going to see it expand throughout the world because this Fukushima is running purposely unchecked. So check out that article, share, and just so you know, make sure that you are actually, as much as you possibly can, detoxing yourself from the radiation poisoning. And next, we posted what today's show is going to be about, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But now we'll talk about it now. Today's show, we're going to have a show. It's the Jesuit Order with Brother Bragg is going to come on and just want to know, have you ever heard of the Jesuits within the Roman Catholic Church? Are you aware of his work and influence? Do you know who the Black Pope is and his function? Well, stand by for a great show with presented by Brother Bragg. That's going to be today, and Brother Bragg is going to come on, and we're going to talk about the order of the Jesuits. So, very, very good. And also, I posted inside of Standout Radio Show, and it goes with today's show, the Associates of Jesuit Colleges and Universities. You definitely want to take a look at that, and we're going to talk about that here, so we won't cover it too much here. Also, I got this from Ward. Thank you, Shay Ward, for sending this great short video. And she got it from Jesus Garcia. And it says a lot. And so check out that video that's here. It's pretty long, so just wanted to keep rolling. And next we have another, this article comes from antimedia.org. And doctor sounds alarm for a state of emergency declared over California's gas leak. Leave now is what the doctor says. If you don't want, the doctors have said, if you don't want to get sick in that area, you have to leave the area. And they're saying that this is the BP oil spill of California and of the Los Angeles area, because the pollutants from these gases are coming out at the force and pressure of a volcano eruption. So this is the, once again, here we go with the environmental destruction, because they want to destroy people's ability to live outside free and independent from their system. Then there's also another one that goes with Brother Brad's show today. It's a shocker. Obama canceled Syria airstrikes after Black Post says no. So we're going to talk about that also. Check out that article. It goes along with today's show. Then we have another article that we just spoke not too long ago, about 30 minutes ago, and it came from yournewswire.com. And U.S. ground troops deployed to Syria for the first time. And now so there is boots on the ground, and there have been boots on the ground for a while, but now they're starting to admit it in Syria. This is, once again, the advent of the overall global war is unfolding as we speak. These are not small instances that you should be taking lightly. These are the instances that let you know that you need to prepare for what is coming and have the appropriate response to yourself, your family, and our overall community at large. Next, and the last one, I just couldn't resist. Gardell sent a video, and I just really, really appreciate it. It is Junior with my mama used to say, used to love this song, still love this song. So I just posted it that in here in Kando Radio Show for you, and it's because I enjoyed it too. Love, love that song. So that's what's posted today, and that is what's in the news. Check out those articles that are there. And share them with people if you think that they're relevant. And also, if you have some news that you would like me to post inside of Kando Radio Show's Facebook page, you can definitely send it to me. I will look at it, and I will definitely put it. And anything that you send me, I always refer back to you as being the one that sent it, because I do really do appreciate people sincerely. So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. Very, very important that we do. And I see our great brother Braggs is there. So without any further ado, let's bring up Brother Braggs. And then we got a commercial that's going to be coming up real soon. But this is very, very important. Brother Braggs, welcome to Kando Radio Show. How you doing?
Peace. How you doing today?
Peace, brother. So glad, Brother Braggs, that you would take out from your time and your schedule. And I just want to once again say thank you for your compassion and your love for people, to give away information that you could be holding and just use for yourself. And that's the key to, a lot of things, is that the great teachers will come once the student is ready. And I believe there are a lot of people that are ready, and I don't think there is a better voice or a better person to actually start the teaching of things that people need to know so that they can grow individually, other than you yourself. And I truly, truly appreciate our conversations, our private conversations, our friendship, our brothership, our brotherhood, and you being who you are, Brother Brad. So welcome to Kando Radio Show, which is your radio show. And it's just something that we share together, and I just want to thank you for coming on today. So, Brother Bragg, just tell our listening audience what today's show is going to be about, and why it's so important that they understand and get familiar with some of these influences that this organization particularly has.
Well, I was interested in it because in my studies I kept seeing, first of all, these assassins, then Al-Qaeda, and then after a whole bunch of digging, the Jesuits popped up. But the Jesuits didn't just pop up. I was reading an article that the Jesuits were saying that they modeled their whole thing after these people. That, okay, maybe I didn't express that right. the Order of the Jesuits, they're modeled after these assassins, after this Al-Qaeda. Now, this Al-Qaeda might seem like it's a new organization, but the Al-Qaeda goes way, way, way back. This is a band of assassins. And they were called assassins because they smoked hashes, and then they would go in and they would, like, murder whoever they were sent to murder, or whoever there was a controller of them, because of the order that they was in, they were like obedient to a fault, like jump off that mountain. And the guy would just jump off the mountain as obedience to his master. So I found that fascinating, because this kind of stuff fascinates me. I guess I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, it does me too. You know, and just so our listeners know, you know, what the Jesuits which are, and definitely Brother Bragg will definitely bring that to the table, just so they know. The Jesuits, you know, is the superior general for the Society of Jesus, and it's a organization. It's like you said, Brother Bragg, they're known as the assassins within the Vatican.
The assassins are our ancient order. What I'm saying is that they're parallel, they're model rapping. When I say model, the obedience that was in these assassins, these Jesuits have the same discipline. That same discipline is the same discipline that the Nazis use. See, this is what study does. It shows you things that you would normally not see. The Nazis were modeled after these models. You hear what I'm saying? So that this Jesuit order, they're also the sworn protectorate of the Pope. So it's the Pope's private army, in other words. They're the sworn protector of the Pope. So and they have the wherewithal of standing army, which I found to be unbelievable. Because where do you hear this stuff at? Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry. It's just be incredible to me that I find out. I just have to sit back. That's why me and Dave talk. And I share things with Dave, because Dave is a soul like mine, a kindred spirit, who's a seeker. I'm a seeker. And I don't conceal, but I know that everything can't be told to everybody, because everybody's not ready for certain things. So you meet people and take them where you find them. So
true.
Now, not to put myself on a pedestal, and I want to make it quite clear, I'm a humble seeker. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, no, without a doubt. And I think all of our, you know, the listeners know that. And the listeners definitely appreciate you and the information that you bring, because they contact me, you know, all the time and say, you know, they really do appreciate you. So you are definitely your work. You know, and that's the one thing with the radio show is, a lot of times you think that, you're just talking to the wall or this and that, but no, there are many, many people that listen and really, really, identify and appreciate everything that you do, Brother Bragg. And it's so important that you know that, so that you can see that your work is not in vain, and people are actively waiting to hear from you and your perspective on things, and they appreciate you having this type of show. You know, you said something that this is the Pope's army, and it's actually, that's exactly it. And it's known as the militia of the Pope. It's actually known as the militia of the Pope. And it's not the Pope that you see that is the militia of the Pope. And Brother Bragg is going to touch on all of this. And one more thing before you go too far.
When you say these boys too, whenever you hear conquistador, when you hear that conquistador, you're probably talking about a Jesuit. You hear what I'm saying? Now, these Jesuits also, they were all nationalities but black. I haven't seen yet that, from what I was reading, they were all nationalities of them. They were all white. None of them were black. And their motto was "by any means." That's another thing that caught me. Any means by deception. That blew me away. That right there.
Say that motto again.
Any means by deception.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
That's, you know, these boys, I'm telling you, this is better than TV. I need like mine to get on this with me. Look, I'm just going to say something that I talked to Dave about. I'll be going through the European history real tough. Because, see, they didn't teach us history when I was growing up. They taught us that these pilgrims came, and the Indians came on Thanksgiving and fed them corn. And they had, but the real story was, those people were dying. The Indians came out and fed these people and kept them from dying. which was the worst thing they ever did, because they come back on the Indians right after they fed them and murdered them all off. But that's another story. Europe is one of my big bones of contention. My study is telling me that we ruled Europe one time. Black people were all over Europe. We were the royalty of Europe. But some way, India, they wiped us out. Now, I'm not just jacking, because I don't jack. There's a set of books that I got last week. I had already had that idea, because I had talked to Dave about that before. But these books, after I got them last week and started going through these books, they really, really confirm my suspicions that, man, we probably peopled the whole Europe before they ran us up out of there. And when I talk about a war that's been going on basically internally with us and them, that's why we've been losing this war. We've been letting them wipe us out because we're nonviolent. We're the God people across this planet. We're the earth people. We've always been at our hearts of gold. And people always knew that, and they always took advantage of that. But that's another story. I'm going to give you the name of these books. They call it Negro Question. It's 5 books. These books are not very expensive. You can get these books probably from a black bookstore, but I never saw them in a black bookstore. I read about them. I read about them, and a guy mentioned them, and I wrote down the author because I didn't have the author. The guy's name is Lee Cummings, and these books are called The Negro Question. And they got 5 books. The book that I was looking at today is The Black Pentecost. Man, great books right there. The other book I was in today was The Conspiracies and Secret Societies, Complete Dossier. That book is very enlightening. I mean, this is what I do with my time. I'm getting the books. I used to be an action lad when I was real young, but I'm not an action lad anymore. I don't shoot basketball or anything like that. Now I'm a seeker, so that's how I use my energy. I'll be finding this stuff absolutely fascinating. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but man, it'd be blowing me away.
Hey, Brother Bragg, and also when you get a chance, post those books inside of Kindle so the people can actually, if you get a chance, you know, post that in there. That would be great for them to see. And, you know, in case those that are wanting to actually get those books and start their own library of research, that would be a great place to start. So hold on, Brother Bragg. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, we're going to get back to the Jesuit order with my man, Brother Bragg, and your brother Bragg. And at the appropriate time, if you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit *61. The information that is going to be brought to you is something that you won't find much at many places, especially within our community. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show. This is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032-POUND. That's 549032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have with us today Brother Bragg, and we're talking about the Jesuit order. Who are they? What have they been involved in, and why is this so significant? And Brother Bragg is going to lay out who they are and some of the things that they've been involved in, and why it's so important that you know what's going on, because a lot of the people that you see before you are nothing more than celebrity figureheads, and they're not the actual individuals that make any decisions. If you know history, then you can know that this whole thing has been a big game that has been run on us, and because they are able to wave their power of influence, because we know not from where the attack comes. And this is what we need to know. So, Brother Bragg, getting back to the Jesuits, the order, just give us a basic, you know, introduction.
Now, you got to look. You got to take it in this context, Dave. Remember this: when they come with that's where I was going. But I always have stuff pops in my head. Listen, when they start with the Christopher Columbus came and discovered America story, this is just where this comes in. from that point right there, mm-hmm. we got these Jesuits, conquistadors, whatever you want to call them, coming in the lands in the name of the Vatican to control these lands. They were given an edict, or a papal bull was given, where they could go and subjugate lands and take lands. And that's another reason why I keep saying this whole thing is a massive land theft too, for entitlement to lands that people really are not entitled to. That's the other part of the equation. Because this land was already people with people who were called Indians that look like you and me. That's a whole nother story. But these boys went into Mexico. They came into America. These conquistadors, these Jesuit priests, they come in as missionaries. You hear what I'm saying? And they subjugate the people. When they leave, they've been Christianized, or whatever you want to call the ones that who didn't become Christianized. They enslave them, in other words, in the name of the church. That's what it comes down to. And they never tell that story. When they talk about the conquest of Peru, I want to tell you the year. I got the book right here, though. I'm telling you, this is what I do. I read books about these people, man. Better than TV. And once people really get it, they'll see, they get into a few books, real good books about these people, they'll start teaching their children. Okay, the conquest, 1796, 1859. You know they always say 1492, right? And everything right. really jumped off to 1592. But anyway, these Jesuits went all over Mexico, America, South America, Puerto Rico. All these Jesuits, man, they helped enslave us. And the Spanish end up being Rome. These Spanish, they end up being Romans, and they're Roman Jewish. Now, see, they were throwing me off with the Jewish part, who the Romans kept fighting, these Jews they kept fighting. These Jews that they kept talking about they were fighting, they were black people. That blows your mind, because see, I'm still wrapping my mind around that one. But because you find out that the Berbers, the Carthaginians, all these people were black. The Italians was black. All these people were black. Just think what I'm saying.
Right.
The world all over Europe looked like you and me. Look, King James, I seen a picture. He may well be black. I'm trying to get a book to see if I can verify it. I done seen it twice now. You hear what I'm saying? And this is where Cromwell comes in. There was a whitewash done in Europe that, man, they went through the churches, the temples. This is the church, the Holy Roman Church. That's who put the light out. They put the light out, baby. But it's deep. Man.
Question. Greetings, Brothers Bragg. This is Brother
Scott. Sir, how you doing today?
Spanish Inquisition.
Yes, sir. That's us. It's blowing me away, man. Look, it's blowing me away. This is us. These people they talking about is us. They hit them right in front of us. That's why I'm saying we need brothers to dig. Man, it's crucial just to know the story. And see, people always say we don't know our story. You weren't meant to know your story. You were scrambled like eggs all over the place. It's deep.
And you know, Brother Black, as you know, this has been going on, you know, to have the influence that the Jesuits have.
Not just the Jesuits now. Listen. You also got powerful people in America. You got powerful families that's involved in this. Like, look, the Rockefellers. They own the Oriental Museum, gave a $30 million, you can Google that, $30 million, they started that museum at the University in Chicago. It's powerful, man, it's powerful things at work. They didn't spend a lot of money for you not to know your history. Look, why won't they teach history in school? Because they know when they open up this can of worms, look, they not only miseducated a whole nation of black people, they didn't miseducate a whole nation of white people. You think those people are going to be happy to be found out that they were lied to about everything? The ramifications is deep, man.
So true. And you know, they say that they've been around since the mid 1500s, but the Jesuits have been around even longer than that. Brother Rags, and just because everything that they tell you is really a lie. You have to do real research.
We've been miseducated, bro.
Connect the dots. Yeah,
it's a reason for the madness, man. It's a reason. You start looking to that guy Cromwell. Look, they were so deep. all the churches. Look, the castles that went through Europe, most of those big fancy churches, they weren't churches. They were temples that were converted to churches when the Catholic Church usurped the Holy Coptic Black Church. It's some deep, man. This shit is deep, man.
Yeah, it really is. So, Brother Bragg, now, some of the questions. When did you first get introduced from your research to the Jesuits, and how did that come about?
Well, you know what? I kept seeing them, but I didn't really pay them any attention. But then when I started really paying attention, wherever they're like, man, these boys, and then these boys, if they didn't come with a contingent, they had like little missionaries in Mexico. They control the flow of information. Just start peeking game on them. Just start paying attention. Wherever you see that cross, man, that cross is on all kind of stuff, and it's all connected to the church. Whether it be a red cross, that cross, man, when you see that cross, your mind should say, wow, the cross. It's deep, man.
Yeah, and they totally control, you know, the information. And, you know, one of the things that I would say about the like you said, Brother Rack, with the Jesuits is that they are the organization that you could find out about, but is still kind of hidden from everything, because they also have someone within the organization that's known as the Black Pope, but it's not just really one Black Pope. It's a bunch of generals that are there. So, Brother Bragg, can you introduce the Black Pope to our listeners? Who is the Black Pope?
Well, he's supposed to be the power behind the power of the Vatican. Now,
right.
I saw a thing posted. They had somebody who they put a name on it, but you're not really supposed to know who the Black Pope is, supposedly. Now, another thing, man, I was looking at over there in Italy and whatnot. You know, they always have their way over there. Their mafia, whatever they call it, and they, all of them.
That's exactly what it is.
It's real clannish. It's real clannish how they operate. Certain people control this, control that. Look, when I looked at England, I found out they had a guild of thieves. You couldn't be a thief in Europe unless you was in a guild. But if you was in a guild, you could operate. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Different man. This is man.
Yeah.
So many things go through my head.
And, you know, because of the power of the Jesuits, they actually were the ones that instituted the city-states of the world. Washington, D.C., the City of London, and the Vatican and the Bank of International Settlement.
Now the thing you said about those three cities, though, Dave, all three of those cities are sovereign states within themselves that have their own armies that don't answer to any governments.
Right. Right. And they're immune to any laws that the rest of the world would actually, you know, any laws that they put on the books. They're immune to all of those. And that's a powerful. So now, from the inception of the Jesuits, which is nothing more, as you know, like you said, the army, the Pope's army, and they spread themselves and they went on this massive land grab. And, you know, they were practicing their riddles throughout the world, when, you know, especially the Catholic ones, when their husbands died and they became widows, they would make the women will over their land to the Roman Catholic Church. And this is just one of the things of extortion that they would do with people.
Man, listen, I sent my kids to the church, and I didn't know where I sent my kids, man. I swear. When I started studying this on these people, just many things, man. And that's how we in a country where we miseducated. We follow other people. We listen to what they tell us, because that's how we were taught to listen to our teachers, blah, blah, blah. But your teachers were on a miseducation tour out of this world. I was talking to this lady. She was saying some things, and I said some. She said, well, where did you learn that? I said, man, I read. She was like, you feel on my own. I know things because I want to know things. And that's, they got all this stuff around us. We got to start acting like who we are. We the creators of this planet. We the makers of this planet. This is ours. This land we stand on, it's ours. You got white boys ready to kill talking about our America. No, you're a European, boy. You're not from here. I'm from here. Some of us from here. You hear what I'm saying? You got people that's not from this continent talking about they from here. No, bro, you're not. You alien. See, they got you thinking you're an alien in your own land. That's why we got to get in these books and get on it.
Yeah, so true, because this is actually, you know, we've actually, the whole planet is really Africa, but they like to put it in a continent, in one place, which then keep it, with dark, demarcation lines around it, and to just to distinguish it as in one certain place, but Africa is the whole world. Brother Bragg, now when it comes to the Jesuits, now, what are some of the things, some of the decisions that they've made, and who do they influence currently, and who have they influenced in the past that you came across?
See, that's another thing about them. You can't really say what their influence is, other than they run schools, so they educate children. But other than that, you won't really know what they do. They're the order. What do they do? Tell me. Nobody could tell you that, other than maybe some of them were bishops. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's the order.
Yeah.
See, you know, there you go.
You said the schools. You had talked about the schools, and I want to highlight that, because real quickly, let me go to inside of Tando, Brother Braggs. I don't know if you were able to look at Tando's Facebook page today, but I put, because you were coming on the show with this, the schools that they are actually control. Let's take a look at some of the schools that they control. There's a lot of ones that you've heard of. I'm going to
speak a lot of schools. The Catholic Church. Look, the Catholic Church is the greatest landowner and property owner. They might have more wealth than anybody in the world, man.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they do. They are the richest entity on this planet. And they have a consortium of 28 Jesuit colleges and universities. And two theological centers in the United States, and they're based out of, for the schooling portion of it, based out of Washington D.C. Now, here are some of the schools, some of the major schools. You heard of Boston College, that is a Jesuit school. Fairfield University, Fordham University, Georgetown University is a Jesuit school. Gonzaga is a Jesuit school.
Mm-hmm.
Loyola Marymount in Los Angeles is a Jesuit school. And the Loyola is very important because it was Gallus of Loyola that actually started the overall Jesuit order. So then there's Loyola of Chicago. There is also, what else, major schools that they have? Seattle University, St. Joseph University, St. Louis University, of San Francisco.
I haven't read it, but that dude, Loyola, he was a bad dude, bro. I read a whole long thing on him, but I can't pull up specifics right now.
Yeah, he definitely was, and it was the founder of the Jesuits, which is, like Brother Bragg, they modeled their whole organization after assassins. And it's critical because they also are known as, within the Vatican, they're also known as the Army of Loyola. And this is very important because this is the warring faction of the Vatican. They have a lot of people think that with the Vatican, they do have a standing army. And that standing army is provided by the Swiss Royal Guard. I mean, the Swiss Guard of Switzerland. But they're there to protect their interests. They're not really there. They say that they're there for the Vatican, but the real power structure and the military arm of the Vatican is the Jesuits, and they're known as generals. All of the people within the Jesuits are known as general. And currently, we do have a Jesuit pope. There's a Jesuit Pope. Francis is, I believe, one of the first ceremonial popes to ever become, ceremonial pope. And so, Brother Bragg, the warring side of these individuals, why is that so important, and what have they had their hand in?
We can't say what they had their hand in, because they kind of work under the smoke screen. But you can just about imagine. What do you get to be powerful? You know what I'm saying? You, These guys have been at it for a long time. These guys have been at it for a long time. They have amassed immense amounts of property, wealth, power, control. Just remember, man. Now, people think this is crazy, but man, this Roman Catholic Church is running this world.
Right.
People say that sounds crazy. Do your homework. Do your homework.
Right. And
see where the real power lays. See where the real power's at. I'm just an old seeker trying to find my way.
No, but when you do that research, what caused you to realize that, oh my gosh, this is all being run by the Vatican?
I kept seeing a whole bunch of parallels. See, when, first of all, this is what kept, I told you, this thing with the Moors, man, these Moors took me everywhere. These Moors brought me to all. Check this out. When Isabella and Ferdinand expelled these people from Spain, they say the Jews and the Moors. Okay? How was they doing this? By what power? Well, the church was behind that power. Well, nobody ever mentions that. The Catholic, the Roman, look, Constantine, once he took over the church, that was great power. That was great control. You got to remember, they closed all the temples. They cut off all the priesthood. They wiped them out except for the Uncle Tom priest. So they did a whole bunch of things to gain this control. Once this control was in their hands, they did what they did. And that's why I say, man, everything, nothing is what it seems. You know, it's deal, man. Go to England now. They did the same thing in England. They expelled the Moors and the Jews. Now, when they say these Jews, you're thinking they're talking about Europeans. These Jews were black people. These people that they enslaved, these Jews, you're going to keep hearing this Hebrew, I keep hearing this Hebaru. These Hebaru. And they also throw Muslim at you, too. They were black people. 6,700 Blackamoors, 300 Pawnee Moors, who the 6,700 had just converted to Islam. You hear what I'm saying? So all these religious skirmishes were for control. When you hear the Crusades, look, when Master Musa went through the world and brought all that gold with him, he threw the world economy upside down. Plus, he tipped his hand to these people how great a wealth that was stashed over in Africa. It's like, man, these people got all this. Now, mind you, those castles that you see, they got all those castles in Africa, too. They don't hardly show them to you. We got castles in Africa. We got pyramids. Man, we got pyramids. Look, these black people was no joke. They knew who they was dealing with. When they say the New World Order, this is my take now. I want people to understand. This is strictly opinion. I'm not a PhD, ABC. I'm just me. Check this out. When they say New World Order, when they created Israel in 1948, I think that's when the New World Order began, because just think, all African countries are under attack. World War I, World War II. They just suffered. They just got their real control over the world. You know what I'm saying? Where they had control over the assets of the world. Once they Israel is a strategic position in Africa. You hear what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's just the way I think. Now, another thing that I see, just me, right now, you got all these nations encamped around Africa, ready to spill blood about this shit. It's deep, brothers. You got to think. And don't let nobody tell you who you are, what you are. Because they're trying to confuse us. You gotta get in your game and study. Saying so you know, and you study to know.
And I'm glad that you brought up that point, Brother Rex, because my studies have...
That's just my interpretation. I'm not a historian, then. That's just my take on things. From all the stuff that I read, that I assimilate, that's just my spin on it. I could be totally wrong, and I admit it, but it's my spin.
Right, but you know, to me that's very significant because I'm in agreement really with you with that. A part of the New World Order thing is actually a part of 1948 with with the establishment or the acknowledgement that Israel, when they sold the land from Palestine, because they had nowhere to go. and this is a part of this new world order.
Once again, those are black lands too. Don't let them fool you. Those are black lands. Those Palestinians, they were black. And see, this is where they throw us off.
Exactly.
They change the names to confuse you. After you read a whole bunch of stuff, you start getting it though, because I don't know. It just starts like, wow, you got to start looking at things. Because see, the whole thing is the higher identity. And that's the main thing, higher identity or who it is. They hide their identity, and then they'll assume your, they don't have no problem with assuming your identity. Look at hip hop. They're you right now. You don't get it, do you?
So,
they have no shame.
So true. So, you know, Brother Black, when we talk about the New World Order, recently, the Pope, the celebrity figurehead, the Pope, the one that wears the white, and you know, when they came to the States, there was the address about the New World Order at the United Nations. So this all goes hand in hand, because I truly believe that, like you said, that right now the overall control of the world runs through the Vatican, and there's a lot of instances that you can go throughout history and see where the Vatican's hand was a part of it. Not every Catholic is a part of the Vatican.
Remember this too, Dave, the other part of that equation. What happened to Britain? They're the Vatican. Right. That's the big secret. Britain is the Vatican. That country rolled into the Vatican. That's their country now. The parent of England, the parent of America. Check out the game.
Yeah, and it's
that's just me, man. That's just my interpretation. Same. But see, that's why when a whole bunch of people do research, we'll get to the point. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And it's amazing how when you start to connect the dots, you can start to see a lot of things. You know, also check this out, Brother Rags. I wanted to I put this inside of Kando earlier today. Well, no, just not too long ago. And check this out. Here it is. This comes from, it's the article that I put in earlier, a little while ago, maybe about an hour or so ago. Very important. This comes from, where did we get this from? One second. Now the End Begins. It says this. Here's the article. And this goes from early 2002. Remember when the U.S. was in the administration that we have here now, was thinking about bombing Syria. So this goes back to then. And here's what it says. Here's the article. Shock. Obama cancels Syria strike after Black Pope says no. Adolfo Nicholas, who is known to be the, and this is just me saying, Adolfo Nicholas, I'm going to read the article. Adolfo Nicholas, otherwise known as the Jesuit Black Pope, is a mysterious man who almost never steps out of the murky, neither underworld, neath world of the end times, intriguing. But when he does, here's what he said. Adolfo otherwise said, he goes down. Adolfo says, I'm sorry about this. But when Barack Obama, U.S. president, said that he was going to launch missile strikes on Syria, Adolfo spoke up. Within 24 hours, Obama had backed down. Now, you know why they call the Black Pope the most powerful man in the world. And the U.S., and this is what it says, this comes from NPR, Washington. A U.S. military strike on Syria would be an abuse of power. This is what the Black Pope Nicholas is saying. This would be an abuse of power that should be condemned and rejected. The global leaders of the Jesuit orders of the Catholic Brotherhood and priests had said. Jesuit Father Adolfo Nicholas, who leads some 17,000 members, ordered that the Pope among its ranks include the Pope Francis as his voice to the chorus of Catholics around the world that sharply criticized an attack in an interview that he made public on Wednesday. And this goes back to a while. And one of the things that, like you said, they controlled, and then all of a sudden, after this was released, the administration that you know as the President of the United States backed off from bombing Syria. And so their influence is great. It's extremely, extremely was great. And I'm going to tell you, they didn't want to go against it, because one of the things that a lot of people don't know, it said that one of the things that the presidents and all of the world leaders of the world do is they make a pledge and an allegiance to the Vatican and to the Pope. Not the ceremonial Pope that you see. This is why when the Pope goes anywhere in the world, the respect and what they give him as a celebrity figurehead
is
beyond compare. And one of the things that they do, I want to say, brother, one of the first things that the Pope does when he gets off of the plane is he kisses the ground of the land that he's on. And that's a symbolic meaning to it. And that means that they are on the land that they own. That's why they kissed it. So go ahead, Brother Bragg. I just want to hear what your response was.
Just about three things ran through my mind while you was talking. Look, when you see the cross, Constantine, in the name of this cross, we will conquer. So that cross, for people like you and me, is a death cross because they hung us on those crosses. Now, that's one thing. these boys, see, whenever I start thinking about these guys, there's so much that runs through my mind.
Well, hold on, Brother Bragg. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, just pick it up from there. And
I just remember, Dave, you said they kiss the ground when they come to the country. That's when you start. You left off that.
Right there. Definitely we will. Okay, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to ask Brother Bragg or make a comment about today's conversation on the Jesuits, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound and hit *61. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032-POUND, 549032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today's show is about the Jesuit Order. Brother Rags is here letting us know who they are, what they're all about, and why we should even be concerned about this, and where we can find out such information. And it's key that we do these things and we do our own research, because it's all there for us. We really, really have to reignite the spirit of learning within ourselves, because these schools have actually made it a task, have made it a burden. They do that purposely so that you will not start to study and learn for yourself. Why do you think that they start children at school very early in the morning, and they make it difficult for them, and they give them a lot of homework? What they're doing is they're making learning not something that is enjoyable. And a lot of people don't like school until, especially, and they don't do well in school because of the conditions of the truth. It actually is not conducive. The way that they teach children now is not conducive to their overall development as individuals and to understanding and learning things and creating things. They purposely do this. Yes, there are some people and some children that absolutely love school. That's great. But one of the functions of the school is just to do that, is to be a school. And you have to look at who's indoctrinated these schools. And we're going to talk about that. Indoctrinated the religious practice, the schooling practices, because a lot of the religious organizations are nothing more than an act of furtherance in the schools. And it all comes from a one place, centralized place for a reason. So we're going to go back to Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, we were talking about just before we went to the break about the Pope, when he travels all over the world, wherever he lands, he gets off of the plane and the first thing he does is kiss the ground. It's not because he loves the people or it's a sign of of endearment. It's actually claiming that this is the land that is owned by the Pope himself, who is known
as the Lord of the land. He's the Lord of the land. He's the Lord of the land. Remember, we're dealing with the feudal system also, where they had lords of the land. You had sheriff. The sheriff was the king. Sheriff, you had serfs. You had to take a pledge to the lords of the land. A free man was a little bit above a slave. The people who pledged themselves, the hierarchy who pledged themselves to the lord of the land, they would be ready to, at a moment's notice, to go serve that lord, king, whoever he was. You know what I'm saying? That higher power. It's really man. It's all right. Man. That's what you said. We see all these guys kiss his ring too when they see him. The President of the United States kisses his ring. So that tells you who he's somebody big for sure.
Right. And you know, these are the things that you would overlook, and you know, but they have so much meaning. Brother Bragg's question. Now, when we look at some of the history books and we look at some of the writings that are used as teaching doctrine throughout the book. How does the Vatican play into that? You know, especially some of the religious books and just some of the schools.
But just remember this: print the books we read. Look, check this out. Correspondence. You can control whole nations by correspondence with the books that you print, with the media that you impart upon the people. That's why it's important to watch what you put in your head. Don't sit there with your subconscious wide open and you being fed subliminals. I don't want to start sounding like I got aluminum foil on my head or nothing, because I don't. But I'm just telling you what's real to me. And all this stuff is real. People think this stuff is incredulous, but man, this stuff is realer than you think. And
right,
you can sit on the sideline watching TV, or you can find out what's going on. You know, that's how I look at it.
And it's so important, you know, that we do that, you know, because you think about, let's take the Bible for itself, you know, Brother Bragg. How, you know, where does that come from?
Come on, Dave. You put me way out there. Look, that Bible, I went through a whole long thing with the Bible because, first of all, I'm going to tell you what I think. I think, first of all, as far as a blueprint for us being here in the old world, in the old time, the Bible is like a history book in that regard. Then you had other people who put their big thumbs on that Bible. You know, it may have been ordained initially, but after certain people touched the Bible, it was no longer, you know, I'm not going to say it's totally corrupt, but they've changed a lot of things. A lot of things that used to be in the Bible that's not in the Bible.
Can I offer my opinion on that?
I'm sorry?
This is my opinion on the Bible. Number one, in Revelations, it talks about, it gives a warning about not changing it. Changing the original text. So that should tell you right then and there that it's been changed. Many parts of it has been changed. Man has put his print on it or whatnot. But this is what I believe. I believe that the Bible is a collection or reprints of ancient text. Okay. The Council of Nicaea, they the ones that, you know, chose what text would go into this book they call in the Bible. Now, I treat the Bible or anything like I treat, you know, so-called leaders or scholars in our community. I'm not going to agree with everything, but you may have some nuggets of truth that I need to hold on to, some spiritual principles that are true regardless of who says it. And so that's the way I view the Bible. Do I agree with everything that's in the Bible? Of course not. St. Paul or Paul in the Bible justifies slavery. I ain't talking about the Old Testament. I'm talking about the New Testament when he was in prison and he, you know, met this enslaved person and converted him to Christianity. And he told him, now you be a good slave now. You quit running away from your master. And then he wrote the master and said, he's your Christian brother now. You know, stop mistreating him. But he never told him stop enslaving him. So obviously that's garbage. You know what I'm saying? That's a justification for the enslavement of another human being in there. So throw that out. But then there are other things like principles like you reap what you sow.
There's a,
You know what I'm saying?
There's a bunch of wisdom in there, no doubt. Now look, those are a bunch of them are from sacred texts because that's what they did.
Copy.
They went through the temples and whatnot, and they took and they picked and choose over what they wanted to put in. But they shouldn't have touched it at all because they first of all, they weren't the creator of it. They should have left it as it was. But they needed it as a means of their control. Now, if you go way, way, way back and go check out Flavius Josephus, he was an old historian. Initially, his name was Josephus, but he got caught up with these brothers, Vespasian and Titus. He ended up changing his name to them. They took such favor with him, those were Romans. These boys and the Fico, the Caesar, the Fico, Fiso. Look up these boys. Titus Flavius, Joseph Flavius, Vespasian Flavius. Look these people up. They'll open up your eyes a whole bunch. I'm not going to knock the Bible because I don't get into religion. Only thing I want to do is know. I want to know what's right, what's wrong, what's true, what's not true, what I feel is true, what's not true. But I'll put you on the trail of some stuff that will put you in some deep stuff, and I just put you on the trail. If you look up any of that stuff, it's going to take you down a rabbit hole, bro. Deep rabbit hole. That's if you want to know.
You know, and Scotty makes, make a great point, and it's actually how I look at the things, is that if you look at, biblically speaking, there are many, many books. There's, the Christian Bible is different than the Bible that follows in Catholicism with the Catholics. They have more books. They have 12 yeah. more books.
You got the Book of Mormon. You got the Torah. You got all kind of holy books. It's a bunch of you got the Patriarchs. Then you got holy books that you hardly ever hear of. The Kabbalah. It's a whole bunch of holy books. I'm saying the Bible got like 3,000 different renditions of the Bible. Renditions of the Bible. So I got a Bible. Right. I got one Bible that's a concise Bible that speaks straight English without the V's, the vowels, the R's. That way I can cut to the chase. Then I got the old King James Bible with the old thing, but in my comparative, and what I use as a comparative with my Bible, I use this it's an etymological Bible catharsis, Winston's, to go over the Bible, because see, they break down who these people are, what the names are. The people who wrote the Bible were black people initially. The church, the Bible came, the church started in Ethiopia. I mean, all the religions came through the Africans. Ethiopian priesthood out of Egypt. And when you say the priesthood out of Egypt, all you're talking about is Ethiopians from Kush. You're talking about black folks. All them people were black folks who wrote that Bible. And the Bible didn't have a problem until other people came into the equation and they wanted that situation. And they took it by force of sword. But do this
because
it was very interesting.
Controlling the mind. Yes.
It's really interesting.
Controlling the minds of the future.
I mean, it's really interesting.
To piggyback what you and Scotty were saying, because there are many, many books that the Vatican refuses to canonize. You got the Book of Enoch, you got the Book of Mary. These books, mm-hmm. they refuse to allow to be put into biblically, because it doesn't serve their purpose in doing that. And right. You have to think about it as a Christian. The book that you read as the Bible is not from a Christian, standpoint. It's what's been canonized by the Vatican itself. And you have to look at some of the things that, because I went to Catholic church, like you sent your children to Catholic school. I went to Catholic church and I mean to Catholic school. And, it was amazing to me that, I was like, why are all these statues here? Why do they, call this guy father? This is not my father. Who is this? And you look at what is it that they do? They really, really push the worship of man. Why? Because they consider the Pope the king and the Lord of the world. And
he's the representation of God on earth. That's say it the right way now.
Exactly.
He's the representation of God on earth. Now that blew me away. That's you got some big shoes to fill to be saying that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's amazing because you think about look at some of the there are some great, great Catholic people, but this is not what we're talking about. I'm not bashing the overall, the people of that faith. But what I'm looking at is this. is that you actually have a confession that you go to before man instead of going to God directly, where your sin is not against anyone, it's against the great creator God Almighty, so to speak. But you have to confess yourself to a man. And you know, and then also, you know, if you look at once this gets deep, Brother Bragg, now tell us about some of the very damaging and ungodly rituals that the Vatican
I was reading about these nuns, man, and they were saying that these nuns go through rites of deprivation, which I had never heard before. It was a whole long array of things that they did. And I just never knew that it was that deep to be a nun. I thought you just went in and say, look, I love God, I'm giving myself to God, I've never been with another person, bam, I'm with God. But it's a little more entail in that, and I'll let you do your research on that too. See, my main thing, I don't say things to you, and you can go find it, I'm saying, because I wouldn't tell you a lie. The whole thing is being exposed to ideas. And that's what books do for me. They expose me to things that I never see on TV. Because see, one thing, I used to be a 60 Minutes guy growing up, and I used to also be all these documentaries. And then when you start having a lot of information, you start seeing that they mislead you. Even in books, when I go back to, I got old history books. Man, there's so many lies in the old history books that can be refuted right on the spot. You know, I'm like, wow. Then you really start seeing, man, they did a number on me in my education. I'm not really educated. I only know what somebody told me. I know a bunch of fairy tales and stories.
Yeah, and you know, this is, you know, and a lot of people, this stuff is taboo, but it's the truth, and you really need to look at the truth, because the truth is always going to stand, you know, on itself. And you look at some of the ritual. Yeah, exactly. Just from the Jesuits, some of the ritual practices. You know, when you saw the overall pedophile. Scandal that ran through the Roman Catholic Church. A lot of people don't know that was a part of the ritual that they practiced within there.
Just look this at the Inquisition, like my man was saying, the Inquisition. That's all part of the same animal, man. Look, and it was so deep. The Inquisition was so deep. It was really an acquisition of property. Because if they chopped off your head, everybody who they got, most of the people they got, they had possessions. Because they made you pay for your demise. After they killed you, the state took all your shit. I find this shit to be fascinating. So what was really impetuous? Were they really witches or whatever they call them? The main thing about the Inquisition, too, is it was to cut out the light. Anybody who was still professing whatever it is that they didn't want to profess, they had to go.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You know, you talked about the connection with the Nazis, and a lot of people don't realize that the Vatican had direct confrontation. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
The Nazis used them as their model for themselves, down to the schooling, to the indoctrination process in their school. You know, Hitler had a big thing with the children, with the Nazi boys. And that's a whole nother thing.
The Hitler Youth.
Some of those Nazi officers, they went real deeply into the occult. And they went into all sorts of things that you wouldn't even imagine. And some of those same Nazis came to America to work for this government.
Hey, on that, if I could add.
This shit is so deep, man.
The other day we were listening, and again, all of us don't have all the answers. That's why we're supposed to come together. We research, we put, you know, our heads together, and we find the truth. But when we was listening to, you know, the audio to the brother that was speaking on black indigenous folks here in America, one of the things I didn't mention, but he was incorrect about, was he talked about the Pope being an Argentinian. That Pope was a Nazi Hitler Youth. His family did not flee Germany running from the Nazis. His family ran from Germany to Argentina fleeing prosecution because they were Nazis. This current Pope was a Nazi Hitler Youth.
Yeah, and just like Arnold Schwarzenegger's daddy was a stormtrooper. Most people don't know that. Arnold Schwarzenegger's daddy was a stormtrooper. Look, they let these people into the country. These people are their people. That's what people don't see. All of these people are the same. They related. They Europeans. They all Europeans. They talk American. Ask one of them where I come from. England, France, Germany, you are, wherever they come from. whatever European nation they come from. They never leave that. They never give that up. But they'll say in professing that they're American, but they're Europeans. They're not American. And you got to remember that. That's what they taught us. They want to see that's part of the memory wipe right there. You call them people American that are not American, but you who are probably the American, if not African or Indian. You see what I'm saying? You stand on your land, mm-hmm. but they have you thinking that you came from where in Africa or some old craziness, man. Because, and the whole thing, look, the whole thing about that confused. I want to say this. I'm gonna get off my soapbox, Dave. They had these dudes from eugenic societies, man, mixing up people's ancestry on purpose. They had one was German and one was here in America. These boys purposely, if you were an Indian, they made you black. They did everything they could to confuse that, get you off the road. Period. I'm telling you, when you start, man, this thing is big, man. And when people start waking up, that's why the whole thing. When they start talking about Israel, I was like, Israel, Hebrew, Israelite. I was like, these brothers is crazy. Everybody want to be something. Don't nobody want to be African based. But then when I started looking at stuff, these brothers is not just blowing smoke. They're really, it's legitimate. As far as I can see, I could be wrong.
It's Brother Bragg, you know, that's the thing is that it's a lot of distortion. You got to be careful, just like with your food. If you're not making it, you don't know what's in it. Just because it's written on a label, that's nothing more than blind faith, and blind faith is the first step to a genocide. And, you know, when Scotty talked about the Pope being, a part of the overall, this Pope is a Jesuit Pope, and the last Pope, Benedict, was admitted. He admitted being in the Nazi youth.
And man, they got a Pope walking with the Nazis, giving a hail sign. Sure. They got a Pope right in front, in the middle of the Nazis, giving a high hail sign, whatever they call it, that arm up sign they give.
Right.
And he got his Pope Benedict outfit on too.
Yep, he sure does. And that's why Benedict had his crest was the olive. And that olive was the same olive of the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. It was all played in that. And, you know, all of this stuff has historical truth to it. You know, this is with slavery in America. It wasn't okayed until the Pope okayed it himself from the Vatican to okay the enslavement of the Africans, and that was a part of it. And so
you got to remember this too, Dave. This is so deep because these people had to, when they threw the Moors and the Jews out of Spain and out of England, they was at war with each other, the 100-year war, the 30-year war, they was at all these wars. Now these wars that's going on, they're wars with the Muslims about territory that the Christians want. Now, when these boys finally do their thing, put these people out. Now you gotta remember, when did they get together? All of these different nations that didn't have a leader, besides the Vatican ended up becoming part of the leadership, and England ends up becoming a standalone leader. But when did they get together to go against these brothers like that? To come over to America, to usurp. See, this is where I'm going. This is what my study is. Cause see, when they put them out, the brothers took them first to Africa, to West Africa, and then they knocked off those brothers there. I can't remember the nation, but I got it. It's a nation of brothers that they started with. They enslaved them, but they went in with a few people talking nice with their weapons and made them build a fort. From that point, this is when Christopher Columbus comes in. He sails to America, supposedly, but he got all these people with him, so he didn't sail them. He went to America for a purpose. He went to America because the Moors told him, look, the brothers in America got it going on. You know, they got great nations over there. OMAC, Arawak, California. They got brothers all over this place here already. See, they knew this place was here. So all that crap about he didn't found it, they brought him here. They brought him here to enslave the people they knew could build things. And the people that they enslaved, from my interpretation, was people that could build things, that knew things. Benjamin Banneker, he did Washington, D.C. from his memory. He wrote the first almanac in America from his memory. You think about what I'm saying. All the people that they took and brought over here were people that could do things, people that could grow food. Because they were no good. Remember, we talk about people who just roam around. Rome fell because they didn't grow nothing. And if you really start looking at the history, you're going to find out nobody really produced nothing but these Africans and these Indians, which are the same, they're the same from the flavor. You hear what I'm saying? When you start getting all these different peoples after the conquest, when they start raping people, you start having these different races of people. Now, the people that were in Europe, that's one of my main things. Where did all them brothers go? You don't just disappear. But now the country is dominated by all these Europeans. Where did all them brothers go who started that country? Where did all that black nobility? See, the other thing, when I was in J.A. Rogers' name 20 years ago, he was showing all these black crests. I'm like, why are these white folks got black people heads on all these family crests? That was like mesmerizing. But it wasn't a crest. They assumed the crest after they took over the family. You see what I'm saying? They assumed these people's identity. It sounds crazy, man, but.
No, it
just check it out. Just check it out.
It's historical evidence to substantiate and validate it. And it's something that we definitely need to, you know, talk about and know. And what I want to do is just bring about, you know, to show just some of the influence, you know, that what Brother Rags was saying, and he talked about they modeled themselves after assassins, you know. In today's world, no political figurehead is assassin without the blessings of the Jesuits. And we're going to go over, I just want to talk about a couple of, you know, actually Saddam Hussein was trained at a Jesuit school. You look at Kennedy, and this is the thing with Kennedy. I know, Scotty had sent me a message earlier this week, because we talked to somebody about, the executive order 11110, that, you know, a lot of people think that, he was talking to one brother and he said that this, and the brother said that this is the reason why Kennedy was killed. No, Kennedy was killed because of this. This is why Kennedy was killed. Kennedy was killed, in my opinion, is because he was a Knight of Columbus, and the Knight of Columbus always takes an oath to uphold and to take orders from the Pope. And it's not the ceremonial Pope that you see. It's the Jesuit general. And there's multiple black popes, but within that Jesuit society. But the one that you see right now, Nicholas, Adolfo Nicholas, I don't think that he is the one that makes any decisions, because you see him. And he said that he's retiring this year. And most of the black popes reign until they die, or they step down. But, you know, that's generally it. But this is the key. Kennedy was a Knight of Columbus, and he was supposed to take orders from the Pope. Remember, he was Catholic, and a lot of people were concerned about, oh, is he going to be taking orders from the Pope? Every president does. Every figurehead world leader that you see does. And this was the thing with Kennedy, and he gave up the ghost. Wait, hold on, Brother Brad. He gave up the ghost when he gave had the press hearing known as the President and the Press. And he talked about the secret societies, and he talked about what they indulge in and why man is enslaved by them. And he was talking about the Jesuits. And that's when they killed him, because right after he did that, the Cardinal of New York was upset with him because he gave that speech at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City, and that brought down hell on the Cardinal of New York. And so that's where this is why Kennedy was killed, and this is why Gaddafi was killed, because they no longer wanted to take orders, and Saddam was killed because they no longer wanted to take orders from the assassins. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Well, I was just going to say, Mr. Kennedy was one of the few presidents that was not in a Masonic order. And that's another thing. Right. And also, he thought that he was another thing that got him in trouble. He thought he could run it the way he wanted to run it. And you're right. He threatened that Federal Reserve. He threatened that Federal Reserve. That's what got him killed. That's what got him done in. Threatened that Federal Reserve, Joe.
It's so important that we know this, and this kind of goes right along with, you know, when the black Pope told Obama not to do it, then he changed right away. Because those celebrity figureheads know if they try to go their own way, they always get reminded of this, that you'll end up like Kennedy. So they sent you on a wild goose chase with who killed them, the you know, this group, and, you know, Castro and the mafia, this and that. You know, no, this was done at the behest of the government, the American government, on orders from the Jesuits themselves. And there's ample evidence to sustain that and to validate it. So These people have real, real influence globally because, like they said, they consider the Vatican and the Pope the king of the world. And this is, you know, when they talk about Babylon biblically, they're talking about the Vatican. The Vatican is built on a cemetery purposely. And, you know, their ritual practices, even from the practices of the pedophile nature that they've had, that's a ceremonial demonic rite of practice that's known throughout the satanic cult. And this is no coincidence that they had a pedophile problem that they tried to cover up, and they couldn't cover it up. And the main, you know who the main person that was covering it all up was? The last Pope Benedict, the one that admitted to being in the Nazi youth. You can't make, like Brother Bragg said, you can't make this up for a storyline for Hollywood. But it's the truth.
It's the truth.
And these are the things that we really need to look at. So if you like, if you got any questions or comments for Brother Bragg or for today about today's show, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32. Hit pound and hit star 61, and then we will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Brother Bragg, so the influence that they've had on world policy and geopolitical situations, you know, Brother David had sent me a question to ask you, and his question was, he wanted me to ask you, Brother Bragg, here's his question. I think it's a great comment to ask that. Here it is. One second. He says,
If I can, I will answer.
Yes, he said, could you ask Brother Bragg, ask him the cultural makeup of these people, and ask him if there is any connection with the NATO Agenda 21, if he have a theory or as to why, if there is a connection to white supremacy and to in that nature. So the question is, Brother Bragg, is there a connection, in your opinion, to NATO Agenda 21, because you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to take people and condense them all into a very small area, and they basically are advancing the overall enslavement program. And is there any connection with Agenda 21, NATO, the UN, to the Jesuits, in your opinion?
I'm not sure, man, because I'm not sure what they would have to do with that. Now, I'm not sure if they have anything to do with it. Now, I will tell you from my slant, as far as the church is concerned, they have everything to do with the position that black people are in all over the world today. And if you don't believe me, start studying the church, and you're gonna get your whole third eye open, wide open. Yeah, the Roman Catholic Church, they put out these bulls or Papist bulls. I guess that's how what you call them. That told them that they could subdue all infidels in all lands. And he gave them Arsenios, which was like a patent to go and subjugate people in the name of the church. So if you weren't European or Catholic, you were an infidel. You hear what I'm saying? So what do you tell me? Is he racist or what? He knew who he was targeting when he said that. So
right, exactly. Right.
I just take it for what it is worth. I don't try to add anything. I just tell you what I find. And then you can look to it. If you find something different, let me know. We can kick it around. That's how you learn.
Yeah, that's definitely how you learn. And then I'm going to answer the question, too. But we have a caller that's in queue. Don't like to keep the callers waiting. So let's jump to him. Ready for a call, Brother Bragg?
Yo.
Okay. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What is your question or comment for Brother Bragg or about today's show?
Hey, Brother Dave and Brother Bragg. What's going on, my brothers? This is Dallas.
Peace, peace.
What's going on? Oh, Dallas, Nate, where? What's going on? I didn't even say you. What's up, D?
Pretty good. What's going on with Scotty, man, brother, man? Hey, pretty good, man. Nothing much. Everything going real good here. Yeah, my question is, oh man, I love this show. Also, I love when Brother Bragg was on there, but he spit that knowledge. Love when he goes. Anyway, well, my question is it true? Because I heard the Vatican, well, I know they pretty much own everything, but they also run the stock market and stuff, and also run the drugs that's in this country, and they dictate the stock market and the drugs. Can you explain a bit more on that?
Now, you know what? I can't really say, man, because I don't know that for sure. So if I don't know it, I won't even speak on it. And that's how I play it, because I don't jack. I only fat. If I don't know it, I'll go look into it and find out, see if I can find out. You know what I'm saying? Now, the drugs in this country, man, is a deep, deep thing. The same people, basically, man, been selling drugs in this country for a long time. And I got a bunch of information on that. I don't just want to start speaking our names, but I believe it was the Sassoon family. Man, it's a bunch of families, man. That cocaine, look, it was a time when they flooded, I guess it was China, with opium. They had the whole country, man, about gone. And the emperor had to say, look, if I catch anybody on these drugs, off with your head. That's how they set up Hong Kong outside the perimeters of international water so that they could sell their drugs. Because my man was going to kill anybody that came in. So what they did, the emperor seized the drugs from these people. Now, you can go Google this. They made them pay for them drugs. They had to pay for the drugs they seized. So you tell me, are they powerful? Now, this has been going on for hundreds of years. The same family's been running these drugs. Some of these big names you hear, these people, man, we don't own no boats. We don't have no warehouses. We can't facilitate this. And that's the game. See, that's the whole game. We have people thinking we got warehouses and boats. We gangsters. Man, we not the gangsters or the criminals, man. You have just been superimposed into that role as a scapegoat while they do their thing every day, all day long. We're in the midst of complete, total hypocrisy. But you got a peep gang.
Yeah,
they're trying to eat our baby. They're trying to eat our baby. We can't let them eat our baby.
So
that's
so
only, that's the only reason you got a peep gang.
Yeah, we really do. And Dallas, I would love to answer that question. And I would say, you know what? One of the things that you need to look at is means, motive, opportunity. Who gained from it? Who gained from different things? And if you look at from the stock market to the drugs, I would answer it this way. And I do believe that they're directly involved in it. And the evidence to me, because I'm not one, I look at evidence. I don't care what people say. I look at evidence of things. And how I would look at the evidence of that is here, that there are four city states in this world. Okay? It's Washington, D.C., the Vatican City, the City of London, and the Bank of International Settlement in Basel, Switzerland. And there's no coincidence that it's in Basel, Switzerland, and the Swiss Guard is the one that guards the Vatican City. These are all a connection of a corporate oligarch, okay? Now, if you look at that, who controls the stock market? Who controls the stock market? The City of London does, which is known as the city. It's the financial hub of the world. And you can directly link that to the Vatican. Now, let's look at the drug trade that goes on in the world. Look at what happened in Afghanistan. What was the U.S. military troops doing in Afghanistan? They were protecting exactly. What? The poppy.
Exactly. Okay. That's all I'm saying. And wherever those drugs are, you're going to find these big nations there surrounding those resources, those assets, because they produce cash, wealth.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's look at Freeway Rick, and then the influx of drugs into the United States. Where did that come from? That came from the Iran-Contra deal. Who was involved in that? So, yes, and who controls the military? It comes out of where? Watch, where is the Pentagon at? In Washington, D.C.
Yes, sir.
Even though it's been moving around and everything else.
Yes, sir.
Why would that be connected to it? Because it is being run by this, and every president is under the command of the Pope, the Black Pope, the Jesuit. Barack Obama wanted to do something, the Black Pope spoke, and what did that do that in the administration? He sat down, because he didn't want to end up like Gaddafi, Saddam, or Kennedy. So I think that is the answer to it. What you have to do, that I directly see it, but I don't necessarily need to directly see something to see the evidence of the existence of something. It's called the wind.
I'll assume some things.
The effect of it.
Yes, sir.
Now the black pope, he's over the pope we see, right? That we see every day. He's over him. Oh man, wow.
He's supposed to be the real power. Supposed to be the real power.
Wow. Man.
The power behind the power.
And there's a celebrity figurehead for the black pope. And Nicholas is that celebrity figurehead. Because I'm going to tell you something. The people that make the real decisions, you don't know their name nor their face.
You said that yesterday. Okay.
Why would they expose themselves to you? The ones that they consider their property and their slaves. The Queen of England, everybody talk about the Queen of England. You have to have some influence. But she don't run nothing. She has a great influence on a lot of different things, but she's nothing more than a celebrity figurehead. This is why they have cartoons and they have fairy tales about a queen and a king, so that you'll focus on that and think and establish a monarchy as being the ruling powers of the world while they control those strings from afar. This is deep. This is real. This is what we have to contend with. It's not what you see. What you don't see is more real than what you do see.
Exactly. It's what you don't see. It's the behind the scenes things. That's why looking at the regular news media, you got to get your own resources, your own books, study stuff, research it. I'm weird about that, man. I like to see stuff like 4 or 5 times before I take it to heart. You know, especially when I was going through the Bible, studying that Bible. Now, I'm telling you, I don't kick the Bible because I use the Bible as a great resource because, man, there's a bunch of wisdom in that Bible. But we know people have put their fingerprints on it for a reason. A lot of, like he was talking about the Book of Enoch. The Book of Enoch is almost all us. They had to take that out. I got a little piece of it, you know. But I read all this stuff. Look, when I started running into that cross, man, that cross, that symbol, everywhere you see that symbol, the Catholic Church got their thumbprint right on top of it. And you just start paying attention where you see that cross. Red, white cross, red background. You're going to see that cross in a whole bunch of ways. You know?
All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and get off here and listen on. You're out for other callers. All right, thank you, guys. Great show.
All right, talk to you later. We got another caller in queue. Thank Dallas for your call, brother. Another caller that's in queue. You ready for another call, brother Bragg?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Do your thing, Dan.
Okay, cool. Welcome, caller, to Candle Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Greetings, brother. This is Mel.
Mel, what's going on, brother? Yes, sir. Good evening, brother.
How y'all doing?
All right.
Good.
Hey, brother Bragg, man, I like your style, man. You're a real sharp cat, man. I like your style, brother.
Hey, bro, I'm a humble seeker, bro. That's all I am, man. Hey, look, we all no good to each other unless we work with one another. That's when we become great. When we all connect, that's when we bad, bro. That's when we listen. The last thing they want is excellence, bro. They don't want to see you excellence. And I tell young men, strive for excellence, man. Don't let them make you no thug. Listen, all that's TV gangster crap. Be who you are. You're a god on this planet. Don't know it. You're a god on this planet.
Brother, I never had a doubt in my mind.
Yes, sir.
But you were just talking about the cross. You know, everywhere you see the cross, and that just struck me because, you know, that's a symbol of, I mean, if you look at the event that represents, that was a persecution, that was an execution.
Mm-hmm. That's
And people wear it around their neck like they saw.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I was going to ask about, you know, as far as the Bible being cut, and, you know, of course, it's been, you know, you say it's what, 3,000 different renditions? It's like that little exercise you do in the office where if you pass a secret to the person, by the time it gets back around to the person, totally different story. So like I had the Keber Nagash, and you know, some of the so-called lost books, And I was just wanting to get your opinion, you and Brother Dave's opinion on, you know, I mean, the authenticity of the Kebra. You know, I mean, like the Metanetta, of course, predates all of, all of these things, you know, with the 42 negative confessions and so forth.
Yes, sir. Yeah, now, see, now you're talking about what I love. See, you tell, that's a system. I love that Metanetta. That Metanetta was that my heart used to control
the
this world.
Yeah.
That's another thing they don't tell you. I love the Mahat. I look in the Kabbalion. I'm in that Metanetta. I can't get into the Metanetta like I want to because I'm in this other stuff. You know, you have to have a certain mindset when you're in that Metanetta and you want to absorb it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And my mind right now is all over the place because I'm studying Black Slave Codes. Man, I ain't gonna even get into it, but I'm studying so many things at one time, bro. So I can't open that Metanetta like I want to right now. But I got 1, 2, and I skipped to 4 instead of 3, so I'm missing that book 3. But I got 1, 2. Yeah, so I need that one book, and I have 4 of them, the first 4.
Yeah, I need to, if possible, you know, if it's okay, I'll get with Brother Dave, and maybe I can get some connect game for him. So maybe, you know, I can. You know, I'm a seeker too, man. So I like to get down, man. I need to find myself. I got so much to learn, and you know, I'm a die learner. So
yes, sir.
I just wanted to get with you, and I just wanted to put my little 10 cents in right quick. And you guys, brothers, thank you what you're doing, man. And we love you very much. Me and my family can't wait to tune in every day, man. Love y'all, bro.
Man,
Scotty, love you too,
brother. Peace to the Dodge and Dodge says, man. Peace to us, man.
Peace.
Excuse me, brother. Brother Dave stepped out a minute, so he wasn't ignoring your conversation. He had to step out for a second. He'll be right back.
Okay. Well, oh, Dave stepped out. Hold on. Let me see. Let me read something right quick, man.
Okay.
I was looking at this a minute ago. I put it down. And what this refers to is this Al Qaeda. Now, they're saying that Al Qaeda started in the 80s, but man, I got a thing that says Al Qaeda started in the 1800s. And Al Qaeda issued a statement. And let me flip to this good article. And see, this is what I'm saying. I'd be all over the place, man. If I see the name of something too many times, I want to know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is called Al Qaeda. The assassin grew out of the 7th century schism among Muslims that produced two warring factions, Shiites and Sunnis. No event in any other religion, even the Christian Reformation, produced the enemy, the enemy, created by the division following the death of Muhammad, born in A.D. 750. Okay, they're telling me this is how Al Qaeda comes to be from these assassins. It started from the assassins, became Al Qaeda. The Jesuits copied the order of these people. So their order is modeled after these people. And I thought that was deep when I found that out. After order of assassins, and their main thing by any means, deception. That's deep, man.
Well, but what about the fact it's coming out now that basically, I mean, it's no secret that, I mean, these superpowers are funding these people, though. When you see them driving all, what, they all got Toyota trucks?
Right, I saw that, too. I was like, yeah, check that out. And you know that the cat from that dealership sued somebody about that, man.
I mean, but, and I'm seeing, you're seeing some of the stuff they shooting. I mean, you got to pull a string and a big tentacle. They got they got heat. Like, wow, we can't get stuff like that. How are they getting
But check this out. How if you out of the middle of the desert somewhere? Where do all these sophisticated firearms come from? I mean, can you pull them out the sand? Is it something we don't know? I mean, you know, it's just things like that I question. You know what I'm saying? Where do these weapons come from? You got a bunch of guys,
and they never run out of ammunition.
Man, please, come on, man. People got to start thinking too, man. Somebody's facilitating this stuff, man.
Of course they are.
I mean, I don't know who. Yo. Yeah, we were just talking about these guys in the middle of nowhere. All of a sudden, they got all these sophisticated weapons, rocket launchers, you know.
All right, you back, Brother Dave?
Yeah, I'm back. You know, and today now it has been admitted that you know, that those groups that you're talking about, and you know, ISIS, all of a sudden that they have the means and capabilities and the armament to bring down planes, commercial planes that are flying at altitude. Where do you get that type of armament from? It's because it's all a charade. It's, you know, this comes from, they need to have war, and they will always present war because it destabilizes the planet. And it keeps people from waking up and asking the right questions, and this is why you have wars. You have wars in periods of history where people start asking the wrong questions for them, and the people become a threat. And this is why, you, in my opinion, you have the advent of this stuff.
Hey, Dave, say it the other way. When people start asking the right questions, that's when they're a threat.
Yeah. Right.
And listen, right? They don't want you asking no questions. No real questions. I mean, look at this situation, man. How can these bands of people roam across different borderlines and nobody subdues them, and they can't catch them, they can't rope them off? Come on, man. Are they magical?
Somebody gotta be supporting them. Right, brother Rag. Exactly. It's
communication. You know, they gotta have communication to be moving around like that. They gotta have logistics. They gotta have money, and they gotta have a lot of it. And they gotta. Well, I heard that they was hijacking oil fields and all kind of stuff. But you know what? I don't know how you could believe that. So how do you hijack an oil field? Well, you fill up a bunch of tankers and. Well, I read that too. They was taking tankers and selling them somewhere they wasn't supposed to. So you see how they interject all this stuff in there? That's why I'm saying you read all this stuff. You have all kind of stuff to think about, to ponder. Possibilities.
Hey, this is the last thing I'm going to say. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's like that brother that you had on with the security company. He was like, for them to accomplish those type of things, they have to have satellite technology. They not buying stuff out there, man. They got
That's right.
They got high-tech technology, man. But, yeah. I'm done. I'm going to
do my life, unlocked.
Man.
All right, now good hearing from you, brother. Good hearing from you, and definitely call back. Always appreciate your input. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, and hit *61. We'll see you in queue. We'll bring you right up. So, yeah, brother Rag, you know, when we look at all of this, and it's, you know, a lot of this can be researched and found. Where did you start your studies to actually bring?
You must have just read my mind. I was just getting dropped this right here, Dave. Check this out, brothers and sisters. Check out Pyramids on the Mississippi. Start googling that. It's gonna blow your mind. Pyramids in the Grand Canyon. See, we everywhere. Pyramids in Mexico. Pyramids in South America. Start googling that stuff. You're gonna start being fascinated. Finding out stuff like I was finding out almost knocked me back. I'm a weird person. I like old pictures, especially old pictures of old black people in an old setting doing things that I never saw. I love that. I love just to know that we was like that. And we still that way. We just don't know it.
Yeah.
We the master builders on this planet. We the ones who founded governments. We the ones who, everything that they use, everything that you know today, we are the ones who made it possible. They just copied everything that we have done. As a matter of fact, they didn't copy it, they took it, they co-opted it. Just remember, you nation builder. Yep. You may not think so. Just start digging. You don't find out what I know. You're a nation builder. Always have been. You're a pathfinder. That means in the daylight, you'll make a way.
And you know, that's so important, Brother Rags, because they enslaved the intrinsical value that people had. They enslaved the people that knew because they didn't know. And because they didn't know, what did they have to do? They had to take over, they had to subjugate that person to actually perform for them what they couldn't do for themselves. We got another caller that's in queue, real quick. Here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. You're on with Brother Bragg. What is your name and where you're calling from? And what is your question or comment? Hello, caller? I think we missed that caller. I'm going to keep the line open. Our caller, if you
this is Brother David Smack. Can you hear me now?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, I wanted to call that Brother Bragg. No, he turning that knowledge out big time. That's what they need to put that puzzle together, brother.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? The pieces that you're giving them, if they just apply a little bit of their own due diligence, they're going to open up some doors to get understanding. Because this is bigger than we are looking at it from the standpoint we're in. Because we're going into to encompass this knowledge as a picture. But when this puzzle comes together, we're going to realize that we play a pivotal role in this. And then literally, brother, I want to congratulate you, let you know you was right on point. I'm sorry I couldn't put a lot of time in to listen. I listened for about a half hour, then I had to go do something with my grandbabies. Got on for about the last hour, so I wanted to let you know, brother, you're turning it up, and I look forward to anytime you do them, brother, anytime you do a show.
Peace, brother. You know what? Y'all brothers make me do my due diligence, man. Listen, when I found out that to be a master, you had to study 40 years, man, I'm going to study until I leave this planet, bro.
Yeah, well, one of the things about that, brother, is that in order for your mind to stay sharp, you should always be studying something. And if you are studying something, you'll be able to sit down and articulate with proficiency like we got on this show tonight. It's a great blessing, brother. Look, I'm going to go ahead and shut down. And thanks for the show and thanks for the opportunity. Peace.
Peace.
All right, Brother David. Definitely and greatly appreciate you. Give our regards to the family. And that's what I love about Brother David is the grandbaby. Had to shut everything down for the grandbabies. Amazing, amazing. So, Brother Bragg, now, question. What do you see in just your opinion from what you studied and what you've seen, where do you see these things going? Do you see us regaining the real, true people? And do you see them regaining their overall sovereignty and self-determining direction? Or do you continue to see that the advent of this well-laid-out plan? Because one of the things you can never do is underestimate your opponent, and they've been extremely efficient in establishing this. But where do you see this going in the future?
Well, as we become more educated and start understanding things that are moving all around us, we will make leaps and bounds. Listen, I believe in a system. I believe in that Mahat. And the reason I believe in the Mahat, it gives you principles that govern your behavior by. Now, I'm self-governing anyway. And I had never saw my heart. When I saw my heart, it was like it was a part of my spirit. It belonged with me. And that's how. And listen, this ain't my heart. This my heart ran the world. And you're going to see that M-A-A-A-T. When you start studying, you're going to see that. Now, they don't like to put out there, but you will see my heart. My heart was the religion that the Roman Catholic Church had to do away with, as far as I'm concerned. That's why the temples had to be closed. That's why all places where you worship. Now, remember, a temple used to be open 24 hours a day. It was a place of learning. You could go there. Well, some people who were priests, they were different in a different category. But you could go to the temple anytime and learn. Now, you had priests that did rites of initiation to go to become, to learn all this, what they call sacred knowledge or cult knowledge. And don't let those words, sacred knowledge and all, it just means hidden. Come on now. Stop being scary. Let's get to it. When you stop being scared of things that they put before you, this stuff all came from our people. And the more we know about it, the more empowered we will become. Those people didn't build great nations. And we're not building no more pyramids, so don't get me wrong. I'm not stuck back there in a pyramid. I'm not stuck with the Indians in America. I'm saying our people have always done great things. And all I'm saying, when you know what your people have done, you can do the same things. It's in your DNA. Everything that these other people are doing up is predicated upon what your people taught them. Then they turned around and mistaught you on purpose because they know your excellence. If everybody tunes into that excellence, if everybody unifies one to the other, love one another, these people are out of business overnight. And they know it.
Out of business overnight.
But you don't know it. You don't know it, though, and that's what you got to know. You come from greatness.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, Brother Bragg, you got to get ready to end the show. I hate that we're ending the show. Got to have you back on because there's so much more you know, that we need to actually discuss and bring on the show. And I will just say this. Remember, people, this. They call them the Roman Catholic Church for a reason. They're Roman. They tell you everything if you just will learn to listen. The Empire of Rome has never been distinguished. It just transformed and reinvented itself in the Roman Catholic Church out of the Vatican that is in Rome itself. They do everything for ceremonial reasons. So,
and that's where Great Britain went. Great Britain went into that church.
Yep.
That nation of Great Britain is in the Roman Catholic Church.
That's it. And it's, and biblically is known as Babylon. I just want to thank everyone for listening today. And God willing, we'll be back next on Monday. We're going to have a show, a preparedness show on, and can't wait to, you know, God willing, that we will have that. And remember, it's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. And it, we'll talk to you much later. Much love and much respect. Brother Bragg, thank you so much for coming on. Looking forward to communing with you again. So everyone, have a good evening. And God willing, we'll see each other again.
Peace.
You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing.